Welcome to Today on Broadway for Thursday, March 24th, 2016. I'm Broadway World's Matt Tamanini.
And I am James Reno from Broadway Stars. Let's get right to the headlines. In today's news, we have the sad news that Ken Howard has passed away. So, Matt, tell us about that.
Yeah, Emmy and Tony winner Ken Howard passed away yesterday at the age of 71. He's perhaps known best to theater fans as Thomas Jefferson in the original Broadway production and then subsequent film of 1776. But he also won a Tony Award for his role in 1970's Child's Play. He also appeared in the original Broadway productions of Promises, Promises, Seesaw, and then Alan Ackbourn's Norman Conquest trilogy and more. To TV fans, he's known for playing Coach Ken Reeves on the CBS drama The White Shadow in the late 70s and early 80s. And is still on TV land and Nick at Night. You can still find it playing now. He also won an Emmy for playing Felon Beale in the TV movie version of Grey Gardens. He's been one of those figures that you see on screen, whether it's TV or film, for decades. He also served two terms as the president of the Screen Actors Guild, and his loss is being felt in all parts of the entertainment community today.
And this Sunday, on This Week on Broadway, Ron Fassler, who is who's a good friend of Ken Howard's and a biographer, has been writing a biography of Ken for the last 3 years, is going to join us to give us some stories about it.
Wow. Okay, good.
All right, moving forward into casting, tell us about what's happening down at the Signature.
Yeah, yesterday, New York Signature Theater, not to be confused with Washington, yeah, D.C. Signature Theater, they announced casting for Chiara Allegheia Hudi's new off-Broadway play, Daphne's Dive. The company will feature Orange is the New Black, Samira Wiley, Tony nominee Daphne Rubin-Vega, Carlos Gomez, Vanessa Asbiaga, Matthew Saldivar, and Tony nominee Gordon Joseph Weiss. The show will run from April 26th through June 5th at the Pershing Square Signature Center Theater and is set in a cheap, run-down North Philly bar, so that seems like a really fun place to set a play. Hudi's, who wrote the book for In the Heights, will be re-teaming with Thomas Kail, who seems to be directing every show in New York right now. So that seems like a really good one with a really great cast, and it's good to see Chiara have something new in New York. Also yesterday, the Manhattan Theater Club announced that Tony nominee Geneva Carr and Morgan Spector, Heather Land, and Charlie Cox, who plays the title role in Netflix superhero series Daredevil that everybody is tweeting about, will star in Nick Payne's new play Incognito off-Broadway this spring. It's directed by Doug Hughes, and the show will begin performances on May 3rd and will then run through June 26th. In this show, the four actors actually play 21 different characters in three interwoven stories that all center around the brain, oddly enough, including one in which a pathologist steals Albert Einstein's brain. So it sounds absolutely fascinating, but perfectly up Nick Payne's alley, who always seems to kind of do some things that are a little sciencey in nature, with constellations and stuff like that. And then finally, in casting, it was announced that Tony winner Michael McGraw, Tony nominees Laura Bell Bundy and Hank Azaria, and Leslie Kritzer, who's currently given an incredible performance in The Robber Bridegroom, they will lead the upcoming lab presentations of the Broadway hopeful musical The Honeymooners, which is based on the classic Jackie Gleason TV show. That'll happen in the first or second week of April. So lots of good stuff in terms of casting and things to look forward to in the next coming weeks.
Excellent. So what's coming up in the openings?
Yeah, today, the Thursday, the 24th, marks the first preview performance of American Psycho on Broadway over at the Schoenfeld Theater. It stars Benjamin Walker as the titular psycho, say that 10 times fast, Patrick Bateman. And the musical features an EDM-inspired score from Tony winner Duncan Sheik and a book from the man with the most interesting resume in entertainment, Roberto Aguirre Sacasa. In addition to Walker, the cast features stars including Alice Ripley, Jennifer Damiano, and Helena York. If you are unfamiliar with either the Bret Easton Ellis book or the Christian Bale movie adaptation, it basically follows an incredibly pretentious yuppie in the 1980s who works on Wall Street and then may or may not be murdering people in his spare time. So this is one of my all-time favorite movies, so I really hope that they don't screw this up. Some of the preview performances that they've given for the press and the videos are out there have been really, really interesting. So I'm interested to see how they kind of pull this whole idea together.
Oh, that's incredibly interesting. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
We reported yesterday about Shuffle Along canceling some performances, and we have further information about that. So tell us about it.
Yeah, we talked yesterday about them canceling performances on Monday and Tuesday, and then it looks like they are canceling again preview performances for Wednesday and Thursday, and it's pretty much been determined that it's because Audra McDonald is out sick, and being this early in the preview process, the understudies and standbys haven't rehearsed enough. The interesting thing, though, is that after the show comes back on Friday as scheduled, they'll perform on Friday and then two shows on Saturday, Telecharge has the show completely dark next week, with returning back to performances on Friday, April 1st. Now, it should be noted that as of this recording, there's no official announcement has been made about canceling next week's shows, nor has an official notice been sent to ticket holders, as there has been for the previews that have been canceled already this week. So, but it is something to keep an eye on anytime Telecharge takes shows off of their calendar. That's something to keep in mind, especially if you have tickets for the show coming up. So hopefully Audra gets well soon and they can get back on schedule, because they are scheduled to open on April 28th, I believe, the final day of Tony eligibility.
Wow. So that's going to be, I know there's a lot of nervous producers out there right now.
Yeah. And this is one of those shows that did not have an out of town tryout, it's a completely new ish show based on, you know, how you consider Shuffle Along in there, but they really are going to use this preview time to really get this show in tip top shape. And with a cast like that and a creative team like that, expectations are high. So anytime you lose this many performances, it can be a difficult situation to adjust to.
You know, I wish this show nothing but the best. Sometimes when everything on paper looks exactly right, mm-hmm. it could be a problem.
Yeah,
but
you never know.
We hope for the best. I'm really looking forward to seeing, you know, some of the best performers ever on to grace a Broadway stage. You'll be on that stage. So tell us about there is an announcement on a musical version of Roman Holiday. Is that it?
Yeah, on Tuesday it was announced that a musical adaptation for the classic Audrey Hepburn Gregory Peck film Roman Holiday will debut at San Francisco's SHN Theater next summer. The show will interpolate trunk songs from the Cole Porter catalog, including Night and Day, Every Time We Say Goodbye, and Easy to Love. A previous version or a previous attempt at adapting this into a musical was seen at the Guthrie Theater in Minnesota in 2012 to less than spectacular reviews. Obviously, this will be 5 years later when this debuts in summer of 2017. So it'll be interesting to see how that's adapted. The book will be written by Kathy Speer, Terry Grossman, and Paul Blake, but no other creatives or cast members have been announced. It is worth noting that the SHN Theater in San Francisco is owned by the Nederlanders, so that might be one of those direct pipelines from an out-of-town tryout, if all things go well, directly into New York. So they definitely have a leg up there, but it'll be interesting. I don't know that the movie Roman Holiday really seems like a perfect fit for Cole Porter songs, but I will definitely wait with bated breath to see how that works out.
It's known as SHN now, but the name years back was Shorstein Hayes Nederlander Theater, named after the producers out there. And I've seen a bunch of shows out at that theater. It's a beautiful, beautiful theater. But my recollection was that they were always tours. It's nice that they're producing. Perhaps they've produced other stuff in the past that are just eluding me right now.
Yeah, well, this was actually announced as part of their 2016-2017 touring season. So things like The King and I is going to be there. The recent production of Into the Woods that was playing at Roundabout last year will be part of that tour season. But it is one of a few. I think it's one of the only ones that was that's not a tour. But I think they do them occasionally, but not nearly as much as some of the other theaters like the Alliance in Atlanta or Fifth Avenue up in Seattle.
Was that reconceived?
I'm trying to think of the company. It was the one, the really small one where everyone played a bunch of different characters. The piano was on stage, mm-hmm. Stuff like that.
Have you ever seen that video of I think it's a two-person Miss Saigon?
No, but that would be interesting.
the guy who conceived it and did it, he did it on the West Coast. We interviewed him on Broadway Radio a few years back. Oh my goodness, it was so, so funny. I have to see if I could dig that up. Forgive me for not remembering his name. I saw She Loves Me Tonight, and I loved it. And we'll talk about it on Broadway Radio this Sunday as well. But but it is nearly midnight and his name has escaped me. So, Matt, get us out of here.
All right. Thanks for listening to Today on Broadway. I'm Matt Tamanini. You can find me on Twitter at BWWMatt. And don't forget to subscribe to Some Like It Popped on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play.
And I am James Marino from BroadwayStars.com, BroadwayRadio.com, and we'd love to hear your feedback. So email us. Our email addresses are at the show page, which is todayonbroadway.com. We'd love to hear from you.